Ever know someone, your dad or a neighbor, who is always tinkering and improving things around the house? Or someone who's keenly interested in new gadgets and machines? Hancock had many of those people. Collecting and piping water from across the road provided renewable power and fresh flowing water for workshop, household, and farming uses. We can see some of that system in this building. These improvements eased shaker work and supported community industries.
A small stream comes down the mountain to a dam for the thrashing mill. Below this stands the corner grist mill, and below that, the sawmill. From the sawmill, the stream is conducted underground to the middle of the village, turning a large overshot wheel to work their machinery. From this, the water is conveyed underground to the washing rooms, and for watering the horses and stables. It also supplies the mill that saws firewood, pounds the wood that is split for making baskets, and afterwards conveyed to different fields to water the cattle. Nothing is wasted. W.S. Warder, 1818.
A large amount of wood is being saved and split, both for market and for home use. Sister Julia L. Sweet, 1891.
For more on Blessed Laborers, press the green button.